This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Milkweed, the plant for monarch butterflies. But it's not just the common milkweed. There are, in fact, several options. Karen Oberhauser, director of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Arboretum, says part of the massive decline of the monarch is weather-related. Early warm springs tend to be associated with low monarch numbers. That may be due to the mismatch in the timing of milkweed availability. While the common milkweed is easiest to grow and smells wonderful, there's also swamp milkweed, which prefers the soil to be wet to medium wet. This one's also deer-resistant. A tall native that grows in upland forest areas is poke milkweed. While not as stunning to look at, it provides great habitat for monarch larvae and some moths. It also handles dappled to full shade. One of the prettier milkweeds is a native called tall green. It's actually shorter than poke milkweed, growing to 4 feet tall. The prolific flowers are a white green. It grows in wet to dry soils. I have pictures and much more information on GardenBite.com. Whorled milkweed is a favorite of monarchs. It has narrow whorled leaves and clusters of up to 20 white flowers at the top of the stem, which bloom between July and September, later than most milkweeds. This native grows to about 2 feet tall. The shortest member is called spider milkweed. It grows to just a foot tall and has rose-white flowers surrounded by green. It's a good garden choice and is very tolerant of dry soils. Find them all on GardenBite.com. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.